Hey there,
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jessica, and this is All Things Sensory by Harkla. Together, we're on a mission to help children, families, therapists, and educators live happy, healthy lives.
We dive into all things sensory, special needs, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and so much more. In each episode, we share raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for everyone to implement into daily life.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome. Today we are so excited to share 10 tips to make your holidays as sensory friendly as possible.
Okay, so we're just going to jump right in. Number one is to keep the routine as consistent as possible. Now, we know with the holidays, it's not ever possible to keep everything the same because everything changes during the holidays. But if you can keep one or two things of your child's routine the same, say the morning routine or the evening routine, then that will just help them feel a little bit more safe and secure as everything else is changing throughout the days.
Yes. Number two, we are going to try our best to avoid inflammatory foods. So that means things like gluten, dairy, soy, food dyes. Those are really inflammatory foods for our gut. Now, if your child has sensitivities to these foods, you already are aware of it. You want to make sure that you're trying to steer clear of these foods as much as possible. No, it's not a perfect recipe, but definitely want to try your best to steer clear. But if you aren't sure if your child has sensitivities to these foods, then try your best and see if you notice any changes in their behavior, because oftentimes these kiddos that eat these foods consistently and have these sensitivities that we might not know about, it often comes out in their behavior. So they're more agitated, they're more elevated, they have a higher arousal level, they're more excitable, or maybe they're more lethargic. We definitely see a connection between these foods and behavior.
Mm-hmm. So number three is going to be to create a sensory kit that you can take everywhere with you. And it's going to include all of your child's favorite sensory tools, maybe fidgets, chew tubes, any type of weighted item that you can take with you. Maybe you have noise-canceling headphones. Identify those sensory tools that your child really benefits from and enjoys using, helps them feel cool, calm, and regulated. And put those in a backpack so that you can take them in the car, to the crazy busy shopping malls, and to, you know, all the holiday parties.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four is to try to avoid positive pressure as much as possible during the holidays. I know as parents, I'm a new parent. Jessica, you're an old parent.
Basically.
But you have these expectations for how you want the holidays to go. And oftentimes they don't go that way. And it's challenging to kind of get those expectations to be real. So what we mean by avoid positive pressure is, let's say maybe you're having your child try a new food or a new activity that is a little bit uncomfortable for them. And you say, you can do this. You've got this. You're fine. Your sister's doing it. Your brother's doing it. Look, they're okay. So you're being positive, which is great. We definitely want to continue that. But that positive pressure can end up becoming a negative and forcing them into do something that they're uncomfortable with and they don't feel comfortable doing. So try to avoid that positive pressure. Instead of saying, you can do this, you got this, you're fine, you're okay, your sister's doing this, your brother's doing this, try saying something like, how do you feel about this? What do you notice? How are you feeling? And just try to ask them questions to kind of gauge where they're at on the activity or the food and let them participate as they're comfortable.
Yes. Now, number five goes right along with that, and respect your child's boundaries and their sensory preferences. So in that same situation, if your child feels uncomfortable doing said activity, go ahead and respect that boundary. Allow them to say no. Allow them to take a break if they're overstimulated. And just be aware that your child is a human being and has all of these same thoughts and feelings that might be a little bit different from yours. And that's okay. And we want to teach them that they have boundaries that need to be respected as well.
Absolutely. All right, number six, we are going to recommend that you, the adult, listen to your own sensory preferences throughout the holidays. Now, it's really important to model these self-regulation techniques as well, because kids learn by watching what we do as adults. So if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed by maybe you're at a gathering and it's too noisy, maybe make a small comment to your child about the fact that you're feeling a little overwhelmed. It's too noisy. So you're going to go take a break and you're just going to go into the bathroom. You're going to smell the roses and blow out the candles. You're just going to take a few deep breaths to kind of bring your body back down to a regulated feeling. Now, when they see you modeling these techniques, they're going to learn that it's okay to be overwhelmed and overstimulated and to be not okay. It's okay not to be okay, right? And they're going to see you taking these techniques and using them, and then they're going to start taking these techniques and using them as well because they want to do what we want to do, and kids will do well if they can. So we just need to teach them the strategies to do that.
Yep. Okay, number 7 is going to create and use a visual tool to help your child identify how they're feeling. We love the zones of regulation, and if you're not familiar with it, just Google it. You'll find it. It's a great tool to learn about and to help your child identify their emotions and their feelings. And we like to use a visual stoplight that goes along with the zone. So red, yellow, and green. Red is stop because you're out of control. Yellow is you might need to slow down because you're starting to maybe get close to red. And then green, you're good to go. You're happy, you're calm, you're focused. So if you can use a visual tool like that throughout the holidays, take it with you to different places where you know your child might become overstimulated and they already know how to use it because you practiced it beforehand, then it's a great way for them to communicate with you how they're feeling. You can communicate with them what you're seeing them doing and help bring them back and use some strategies afterwards.
So going along with that is we are going to create a visual schedule to help the child recognize what's expected throughout the day, to help focus on flexible thinking and realize that things change and that's okay. So using a visual schedule would look like something, you know, you have a morning activity, you have your afternoon activity, a lunch activity, and you go through the different sequences of those visual activities that you're doing. But some kiddos need a little bit more structure during one activity. So maybe they struggle with just getting dressed in the morning. So on your visual schedule, you have the steps that they're required to do in order to get dressed in the morning. So it definitely depends on where your child's level is at for what their visual schedule will help and what to put on it. So modify it as needed, but just know that having visuals make a huge difference for a kiddo's success, for their understanding of what's expected, and for their organization of behavior as well.
So much. We love visuals so much. Okay, so we're on number 9, and number 9 is going to be to create a sensory diet. We talk about sensory diets all the time. If you're not familiar with them, that's okay. We do have a free sensory diet webinar that you can check out, and that will kind of goes through what sensory diets are, how to know if you need one, and how to create them. But especially during the holidays, when the routine is thrown off and you're trying all these new things, your child's in these new environments, creating a sensory diet and completing that sensory diet before going to a holiday party or before going Christmas shopping can be so helpful to help your child organize their nervous system and feel more calm and organized. And then also doing the sensory diet after you get home is also very helpful. So we always recommend sensory diets, especially during the holidays.
Absolutely. I love it. I love sensory diets. And I love that we all have sensory systems and we can all benefit from sensory diets as well. Number 10, we are going to create a visual cue or a verbal cue signaling that your child needs to take a break, that you need to help them take a break, whatever it is, but have a cue that's practiced beforehand. Maybe it's just a tap on the shoulder. Maybe it's just a sign language gesture or a word like pickles, something that your child knows and is kind of a quick reset button. So if you give them that cue, you guys know that you're going to go into your sensory corner and take a little break. If you're out somewhere, you don't have a sensory corner, you're going to go together or the child's going to go and take a couple of deep breaths, splash some water on their face, hit that reset button to avoid having a meltdown, because we want to remind them that we don't want them to have a meltdown. They don't want to have a meltdown. We're all in this together. And if we can kind of avoid that overstimulation before it happens by taking a break from the moment that's challenging, then we are going to be a little bit more successful in the long run. Hopefully a lot more successful, but the goal is to help these kiddos feel calm, cool, and collected in their own skin. And taking a break is a great way to do that.
Okay. There's our 10 sensory tips for the holidays. Hopefully these were helpful. Hopefully you can try some of them and use them. We always want to remind you that consistency is key, that you need to try these strategies more than once in order for them to be effective. And also it takes a little bit of trial and error to figure out what works for your child.
We'd love to see these activities in action. So send us a DM on Instagram at allthingssensorypodcast or at Harkla_family. Tag us in your videos and your pictures of you using these techniques so we can share with the world that these are helping kiddos feel their best. And we want to make the holidays as sensory friendly as possible for everyone. This includes parents as well.
Yep. Okay. Happy holidays.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to All Things Sensory by Harkla. If you want more information on anything we mentioned in the show, head over to harkla.co/podcast to get all of the show notes.
We always have the show notes and links, plus full transcripts to make following along as easy as possible for everyone. If you have follow-up questions, the best place to ask those is in the comments on the show notes or message us on our Instagram account, which is at Harkla_family. If you just search Harkla, you'll find us.
Like we mentioned before, our podcast listeners get 10% off their first order at Harkla, whether it's for one of our digital courses, one of our sensory swings. The discount code SENSORY will save you 10%. That code is SENSORY. Head over to harkla.co/sensory to use that code right now so you don't forget.
We're so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.